Now, going through this Davy tree stuff, I thought, all right, trees, who knew there was so much to say? But then it's like, whoa, these guys are doing some really interesting things.
Yeah, they've got a lot more going on than people realize. What was it that caught your eye?
It's the range, really. I mean, 1880, that's what, over 100 years? Staying relevant that long, and now they're leading in sustainability? That's impressive.
Shows you they know how to roll with the punches, right? 1880, that was a different world. And they transitioned to employee-owned back in 79. Totally different way of doing business.
Which has got to change things, don't you think? Employee-owned, it's not just about the bottom line. Everyone's got skin in the game.
Exactly. You get that long-term perspective, that focus on quality that you don't always see.
Makes me wonder if that's why they're so big on research, too. Their own Davy Institute, that's not your average tree service.
That institute's key, honestly. It's not just let's chop down this branch. It's understanding trees, the whole science, the soil, even climate change, how it all connects.
So they could be helping a homeowner with their backyard, but then they're taking that same approach to like huge projects.
Exactly. From your backyard to a university campus, or even, think about it, the Hard Rock Casino. Talk about a different scale.
Speaking of the Hard Rock Casino, that's what I wanted to ask about. Keeping a park-like atmosphere in the middle of a city, that can't be
Wow.
easy.
And you see where those lines blur a bit, right? It's not just keeping trees alive in the concrete jungle. It's making it sustainable. Good for people, good for the environment.
So there's a practical side too, not just making it look pretty.
Oh, absolutely. For a place like that, you're thinking water conservation, drought-resistant plants, what grows locally, all of that.
Bringing a bit of nature back to the city, but doing it smart, way more than just need a trim.
Right. It's all connected, the trees, the soil, water, even the air. And they get that, which is why they're so good with those big commercial projects, even utility companies, actually.
Utility companies. Now that one threw me. What does tree care have to do with keeping the lights on?
More than you'd think. Trees, they're one of the biggest reasons the power goes out, especially storms. Davy works with those utility companies to manage the trees, make sure the lines are clear, you know.
Makes sense. So it's like keeping the trees from being a hazard to the power grid, but doing it, well, doing it right by the trees too, I guess.
Yeah, it's finding that balance. And that's where their focus on doing it sustainably really comes in. Which, speaking of, leads us to another thing they do that's fascinating. Environmental consulting.
Environmental consulting, huh? That one really threw me for a loop. It seems so different from, just planting a tree in someone's yard.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it, but it makes sense, you know? Remember how we were talking about ecosystems, how everything's connected? That's where this comes in.
So, like, what are we talking about here, project-wise? Give me some examples.
Well, they do a ton with wetland restoration, for one. Wetlands are crazy important. They filter stuff, stop floods, all kinds of wildlife depend on them. But they've been disappearing like crazy.
Yeah, I've heard that. So Davy's out there bringing it back to life. That's wild. But what does that even look like, practically speaking?
It's complicated, but basically, they use what they know about plants, soil, all that, to recreate the right environment. They might plant native stuff, clear out invasive species, even reshape the land so the water flows naturally again.
Wow, like giving nature a helping hand. And speaking of in the stuff you sent, there was something about pollinator habitats that caught my eye.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool one. It actually ties back into what we were saying about the land under power lines. Instead of just clearing it all out, they're working with utility companies to make it into habitats for bees, butterflies, all those guys.
No way. Turning like wasteland into something good for the environment, that's amazing. And here I thought power lines were just, well, ugly.
Right, shows what a little ingenuity can do. Those pollinators are so important, and they've been having a rough time. So it's win-win. Utility company keeps their lines clear, and we get healthier ecosystems.
And I bet it looks a lot nicer than just a bunch of dirt, too. Something else I wanted to ask about was this green infrastructure thing. Sounds kind of high tech, but what is it exactly?
It's actually a more natural way of dealing with all the rainwater runoff you get in cities. Think about it. When it rains in a city, all that water has nowhere to go. Just runs off, picks up all sorts of nasty stuff along the way.
Right, not good.
Nope. So green infrastructure, it's like how can we work with nature to handle all that water? Rain gardens, permeable pavements, green roofs, stuff like that.
So instead of just getting rid of the water as fast as possible, you're letting it soak in naturally?
Exactly. Like a rain garden. It's basically a little ditch, you could say, with native plants in it. Acts like a big sponge, soaks up the rain, filters it, then it slowly goes back into the ground.
Instead of like overwhelming a storm drain and ending up in a river somewhere
Yeah.
all polluted. Makes a lot of sense. And you said permeable pavement. Sounds like some kind of space-age material.
Haha, not quite. It's just pavement that lets water through, so instead of running off, it seeps into the ground. They can make it out of all sorts of stuff. Special concrete, asphalt, you name it.
Sneaking the forest back into the city, I love it.
What about green roofs, though? Is that literally, like, gardens on top of buildings?
Yep, pretty much. They put a whole layer of plants up there. Helps with the runoff, cleans the air, even saves energy. Good stuff all around. Man, and here I am, struggling to keep my houseplants alive. Sounds like Davey's playing on a whole different level.
They really are. What's cool is how they tie it all together. Trees, plants, understanding the whole ecosystem, then using that to solve real problems.
From your backyard to a casino to the whole city's water system, it's all connected. And to think, it all started with some guy and his love of trees way back when.
Amazing, isn't it? Goes to show you gotta have the vision, but also gotta adapt. They're not stuck in the past. They're always trying new things, figuring out how to do it better, make things more sustainable.
Pretty inspiring, honestly. They must have some crazy stories being around for so long. What are some projects they've done that really show what they can do?
Oh, tons. One that comes to mind is this graduate conference center in Ohio. They had some stormwater issues, and Davey comes in with this plan, and what do they use? Green infrastructure?
Green infrastructure, the comeback kid. What'd they cook up for this conference center?
So they basically designed this whole system, rain gardens, permeable pavement. They even put in a whole wetland, can you believe that? All to catch the rainwater, clean it up, the whole nine yards.
And I'm guessing it worked.
Oh yeah, cut runoff by 75%, water quality went way up. Plus it made the whole place look fantastic, all this nice green space.
So problem solved, and it looks better. Everybody wins. Mm. You know, thinking about all this, it really hits you how many different people got to be involved. It's not just like, tree guys. Right.
No way. You've got the landscape architects figuring out the design, the horticulturists picking the right plants, then the crews out there actually making it happen. It's a whole thing.
Really makes you appreciate what goes into it.
Right.
We've covered a lot, from someone's backyard to these huge projects. If you had to sum it up, what's the big takeaway here?
I think it's how Davey gets that connection between us and nature. They're not just working on trees. They're making things healthier, more sustainable for everybody.
And they're doing it the right way. The science is there, and they're thinking long term. It's pretty amazing. A company that's over 100 years old, still leading the way.
Totally. And they're not afraid to get creative, solve problems in ways you'd never expect.
Makes you wonder what they'll come up with next. So for anyone listening who's thinking, okay, I got to know more about this Davey Tree outfit, where should they look?
Website's the best place to start. They've got the rundown on everything they do, examples of their work. They've even got a blog and a podcast if you want to really get into the weeds.
Nice. Well, I know I'll never look at a Davey Tree truck the same way again. Not just, oh, there goes the tree guys. It's like, there's the people who are actually making a difference.
That's what I'm talking about. Got to see the bigger picture sometimes.
Couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of Davey Tree. I gotta say, I've learned a ton.
My pleasure. Always fun to geek out on this stuff with you.
Appreciate joining me. And to everyone listening, thanks for coming along for the ride. Until next time, keep those questions coming, keep those brains engaged, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.